knocked out for the ascent. I fell asleep on a hard bed in Russia, awoke weightless and cocooned and being glared upon by a triad of spheres. The moon above and behind, the sun across and away, but the earth, beautiful, below, its aurora dancing and pushing and tinkling at me. I could lift my head to an angle and not see the tether at all, and it felt like I was resting on the skin of a bubble, and if I moved even an inch, it would burst apart. Sergei Lenin, second man in space, first to be kept secret. Call sign, Guinea Pig.
Guinea Pig, this is ground control. Everything is perfect. Over.
Perfection. They do not know anything about perfection. Vladimir Komarov, first man in space. The hopes of a world on his shoulders. Call sign, Great Bear. I craned my neck to the east. I could see him at the wavering trail of his umbilical. His arms lifted, taking readings, testing movements perhaps. I moved my arms too, just in case there were waves and I was expected to wave back. I watched him for 2 hours, receiving no instructions of my own except...
Hang tight, David, hang tight.
It seems I was to watch Komarov for the whole 10-hour flight. But his 10 hours was cut drastically short. He lasted for only 2. I do not know the details, only what came through to me from the mesh of communications.
Guinea pig, please check your waste extraction point.
I checked it. It was fine. Perfect.
Guinea pig, high tide up there. We are going to bring Great Bear home. Over.
I had to twist uncomfortably to watch, and only then out of the corner of my eye. Such was the angle the earth had turned to. Komarov's tether slowly tightened until it was the straightest of lines, and then he was hoisted back to the marble below, and blinked out in the briefest flurry of flame. Five hours became 6, became 8, 10, 12. I received precisely 3 more messages.